as a lone figure emerged. The man's name was Selden Blondell, and he was an excellent hound, a person gifted with an extraordinary sensitivity to objects of preternatural origins. It was his job to help her find what she so desperately sought.
"Yes, Mr. Blondell?"
she prompted, holding her breath. Blondell was thin, horribly emaciated, but that was to be expected as he hadn't eaten in weeks. The man took his job as her personal hound very seriously, although as an extra incentive she'd made him promise not to eat until he had found her prize. He could barely stand, and swarms of hungry insects buzzed about his gaunt face as if drawn by his nearness to death. Stumbling, he leaned heavily against the stone frame of the doorway, licking dry and cracked lips with a dark, swollen tongue.
"It's here,"
he managed, his voice an awful croak. His words were like magic, and she felt a vitality flow through her, the likes of which she hadn't experienced in centuries.
"It's here,"
Delilah repeated, heading toward him, walking atop the corpses as if they were little more than rubbish strewn in her path. Nothing would keep her from the item. Blondell raised a trembling hand as she climbed the 3 stone steps to the temple landing.
"Please,"
he beckoned. She knew what he wanted. The sound of his rumbling stomach was almost as annoying as the incessant hum of the jungle bugs.
"You've done well, Mr. Blondell,"
she told him with a rewarding smile.
"You have earned the right to eat again."
The man's eyes closed and he started to sob.
"I can eat,"
he said in a trembling hiss as he pushed himself off the wall, heading unsteadily down the steps toward the jeep and the food supplies stored in the back of the vehicle. There was a sound like the crack of a bullwhip, instantaneously followed by a flash from within the darkness of the temple entrance. Delilah spun around to see Blondell fall forward, the back of his head opened up to the jungle by a well-placed bullet. She turned again to the entrance to see one of the Vietnamese holy men cautiously emerging, chattering in his foreign tongue as he aimed a pistol, ready to gun her down.
"Don't you dare point that thing at me,"
Delilah raged. The man instantly dropped the weapon to his side. She could see he was struggling to fight her, to usurp her will, but those who were capable of such a feat were few and far between. She remembered the days when she would have played with the man first, maybe forced him to pluck out his own eyes and crush them between his teeth, before ordering him to kill himself by smashing his head repeatedly against the ground. But that was a Delilah with little purpose. A Delilah drunk on the cruelty of the world and the accursed one who'd made it that way.
"Shoot yourself dead,"
she instructed the man, who immediately placed the gun beneath his chin and fired, the top of his head erupting in a plume of crimson. She stepped over the man's still twitching legs and eased herself into the cool darkness of the temple entrance, allowing her eyes to adjust. More gunfire shattered the fragile silence within the temple, and she pressed herself firmly against the vine-covered stone wall, assessing its location. The shots were coming from somewhere down the corridor. She charged the hall's length to find another doorway and stairs descending into a larger chamber. Bullets chewed across the wall to her left as she reached the bottom of the steps, which opened into a temple of some kind, a primitive place of ceremony lit by flickering candlelight. A hand grabbed her wrist firmly, yanking her to cover behind a pillar as more bullets mercilessly tore through the stone where she'd just been standing.
"What are you doing down here?"
Matthias demanded.
"I told Blondell to make you wait in the jeep until we secured the area."
"The hound is dead," Delilah said.
"All the more reason you should have stayed put,"
her head of security growled. She was tempted to tell him to shut his mouth, and he would never have spoken again, but this wasn't the time.
"Is it true?"
she asked instead, attempting to keep her excitement in check.
"Is it here?"
Blondell believed it was, the man answered as the members of his security team continued to shoot at the priests defending their temple. Delilah peered around the pillar to catch a glimpse of